It's Duffy's Tavern, brought to you transcribed by the National Broadcasting Company, with Charlie Cantor as Finnegan, Hazel Sherman as Miss Duffy, Pat Spichon at the piano, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Everybody. Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where you'll eat meat to eat. Archie, the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. What you doing? Printing labels marked, do not open till Christmas? What for? You gonna stick them across Mrs. Duffy's mouth? Well, what's your fat frau shooting off a kisser about now? She's mad because you missed your dinner. How'd you miss it? You ducked when she threw it at you. Well, it sounds like a merry yule tied out your way. Huh? What are we doing about Christmas? Well, you know, the usual, Duffy. We put a magnifying glass on the bar. Yeah, so that when the mice run by, they look like reindeers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're full of Christmas spirits. We even hung a special notice on the wall. It says, if you must drink on Christmas Eve, be sure to drive your car. Signed, Cavendish the Undertaker. Yeah, what a businessman that Cavendish. He just announced that each customer that's brought in during the holiday season will be wrapped as a gift. Which reminds me, Duffy, Slippery McGuire's coming down here tonight. Huh? You still sore because he sold you that vanishing cream for Mrs. Duffy? But Duffy, he didn't guarantee to make her vanish permanently. Look, Duffy, I deny that Slippery is a crook. He's my pal, and I'll brook no further in his behalf. Good day, sir. Hey, Pats, you know, Slippery McGuire is coming down here tonight, so leave us lay out the welcome mat for him, huh?
We can't do it.
Why not?
He swiped it the last time he was here.
Look, Fat Slip has reformed.
The gain?
A leopard can change his spots, can't he?
If he does, it'll be for stripes.
Fats, you're a stubborn man. Leave me quote you what Slip says in his letter. And I quote, "Dear friend Arch, I'm going to let you in on a very important scientific experiment. It is so secret, I can't even hint at it in this letter, except that it involves Oak Ridge and the atom bomb." Signed, Slip. Hey, Fats, I got a feeling that this is top drawer.
And I got a feeling that you're going to lose yours.
I don't get your point, Fats.
Mr. Archer, have you forgot the phony invention Mr. McGuire has rooked you with?
Like to wit?
To wit, that sea-diving outfit, that fast-sinking one.
Well, you got to admit it was a clever diver's suit, Fats, made out of solid lead. The first diver that tried it, it got him down 20,000 feet, all the way to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, but it didn't get him back to the top.
Well, no invention is perfect. But one thing about Slip, you know, he never done them things just for himself. He was always trying to do some good. For example, Mother's Day had come along, and Slip, sweet guy that he is, he'd get sentimental and steal $10 just to bail out his old lady.
A very tender touch.
Yep, and now me and Slip is going to work together, delving into the mysteries of anatomical physics. And what that means, Fats, have you ever considered the intrinsic potentialities of the atom?
No. Tell me about it, Daddy.
Well, you see, these atoms are so small, you can get a dozen of them on a pinhead.
What?
Oh, hello, Finnegan. Hey, you're all dressed up like Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That dirty department store. They told me I was your floor walker.
Well, you're wearing a red suit, red cap, white whiskers.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Funny how you never notice them things till somebody points them out. Well, as long as I've gone this far, I guess I might as well beat Santa Claus.
Good. You picked a nice season for it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, it'll be kind of fun, you know. That I'll let the kids sit on me lap, and then they'll tell me what they want for Christmas, and I'll write it down.
But, Finnegan, you don't know how to write.
So what? The kids don't know how to write? Besides, I don't always have to write. I can draw.
I don't get it.
Well, that's easy, George. If a kid wants a boat, I draw a cycle.
Uh-huh.
If a kid wants a bicycle, I draw a cycle.
Well, how can you tell the difference?
Arch, if you don't know the difference between a boat and a bicycle, you better walk.
Funny, when you stop annoying me with your trifecta thinking, I got bigger things on me mind.
Like what?
Like splitting the atom.
Arch, that was a big mistake. They never should have done it. Look what happened in the Garden of Eden.
What?
Well, they split an atom and look what came out of it. Dames.
Dames?
Yeah.
Look, Finnegan, as your nearest and dearest friend, may I make an illuminating comment?
Certainly, Arch. What is it?
You're stupid.
Not so loud. That's just between you and me.
Finnegan, look, what I was talking about was not the A-D-A-M. I was talking about the atom, A-T-A-M. You know, I can't understand a guy like you. Big things is happening in the world. The atom is being split up. Inflation is setting in, but it don't mean nothing to you, does it?
No.
Do you know what communism is? Do you know who Ching Chang Chek is? Do you know that if Eastern Germany joins up with Western Germany, somebody's liable to get kicked in the Ruhr? You see what I mean? You don't know from nothing.
Oh, yeah? Did you know that Tessie Mumler fell down a manhole?
Well, no, I didn't.
Touche. Don't be telling me what's in, Adam.
Archie, what's this about Slippery McGuire coming down here tonight?
What about it?
Oh, well, just make sure you don't take any of Papa's money for this crazy idea.
Are you inferring a nice wipe dough from your old man?
I am only inferring that every time I reach into the cash register, I find myself shaking hands with you.
Oh, yeah? Duffy, if I've ever so much as stole one single solitary buck from your old man, made a ceiling cave in on us all. Fats, where are you going?
To get a steel helmet.
Come back, you coward, and play the piano. I'll hold this tray over your head just in case.
It's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe you believed in me. It's only a canvas sky painted over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Bonham and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's only a canvas sky painted over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Miss Duffy.
I think Slippery McGuire's here.
How do you know?
I just heard one pretzel say to another, and you think you're crooked.
cut out the corny jokes.
Archie, my old pal.
Slip, my old buddy.
My old schoolmate. You got my letter, didn't you?
Yeah, I got your letter, but Slip, tell me, why so mysterioso?
Well, look, Arch, you certainly heard about him splitting the atom in half.
Well, sure.
I got both halves right here in this box.
No.
Yeah?
But Slip, what are you going to do with a split atom?
Arch, it's obvious. I'm going to piece it together again.
That's amazing, but that's a big job, Slip. What do you get out of it?
Arch, where's your imagination? They worked on the atom for years, spent $2 billion on it. What happened? The doggone thing split.
I'm beginning to see light.
Why, certainly. So if they spent $2 billion to split it, what do you think they'll pay to have it put back together again?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastical. It'd be a fortune, but tell me, Slip, do you know anything about atoms?
Well, not personally, but I have hired one of the biggest scientific minds in the country to work with me on it.
Not Bernard McFadden.
Even bigger. Professor Samuel I. Snert.
Smart guy, huh, Slip?
Smart. Arch, what do you think the I stands for?
The I? Slip, don't tell me it's Einstein.
Stay quiet.
Please. In this business, we got to be careful about dropping names. Need I say more?
Mum's the word, Slip. But tell me, how do I enter into this picture? Financially?
Oh, Arch. Do you think for 1 minute that I'd be interested in you for your money?
No, it's just his deep blue eyes.
Quiet, Fats. How do I enter into the picture, Slip?
Well, Arch, you see, the professor and I are trying to find a secret hiding place to conduct our experiments.
Oh.
Some place sort of like the back room here at the tavern.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way I feel is, if I can help one little iota in giving the posterity of this world a little surcease, the world shall not have been in vain.
Yes. Well, thanks, Arch. You know, I better get an okay from the higher-ups.
The higher-ups?
Please, no names.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, can I use the phone?
By all means.
Well, thank you. Hello, operator. Let me have Washington, D.C., please. State Department. Arch, you don't know what this generous gesture of yours means to me.
Oh, it's nothing, Skip.
Hello, State Department. This is Slippery McGuire. Oh, hello, Charlie. Did you get those nylon stockings I sent you? Fine. Did your wife like them? Oh, good, good. Put the boss on, will you, Charlie? Hello, Dean?
Holy cat. Stinton Ennius himself.
How have you been, Dean? Well, that's good. Say, Dean, would you have any objection to us taking in another partner in this atomic bomb thing? Wait a minute. I'll ask him. Arch, who's your favorite crooner?
Well, I like a lot of crooners.
Hello, Dean. He says he likes a lot of crooners. That's good enough for you, huh? Okay. Arch, you're in.
How much am I in for?
We'll come to that later. I mean,
am I a full partner?
Well, I'll do my best for you, Arch. Of course, I promised Dean we'd only split the atom two ways, but we'll see what we can do for you.
Well, thanks a lot, Slip.
Good evening, Mr. McGuire.
Well, Professor, just in time. I'd like you to meet a dear friend of mine, Archie.
Pleased to meet you, Archie. My, you have a lovely laboratory.
Well, I'll be happy to have you use it any time you feel so inclined.
It's too bad I didn't have such a nice, large place like this when I conducted my last experiment.
Your place was too small?
Yes. There was no room for my dynamo, and generator, and hydraulic compressor. But the big obstacle was that I didn't have room for my revolving turbine.
What was you working on, Professor?
Rainbow bubbles.
Rainbow bubbles. Flip, what is this?
The professor's kidding, of course, Arch. You know what he's really been working on?
What?
TV in color.
TV in color? What a terrific idea. What colors does he have in mind, Slip?
Black and white.
Damn, it's good.
Don't let the word get around, Arch, or somebody will be stealing it.
Okay, Slip, mum's the word.
Well, Professor, I think it's about time for us to get to work.
Oh, goody!
Arch, one more thing. While we're working in the back room, you better start questioning the people around here. We can't be too careful, you know.
Gotcha, Slip.
I'll see you later, kid.
Now, let me see. Who's suspicious looking around here? Fats! Just a minute. Why are you playing that piano? That could be a secret code, you know. And now that I think of it, it comes to my mind that we know very little about your background.
Now, Mr. Archie.
Quick, have you ever tried to change our present form of government?
You mean like voting Republican?
Answer the question. You know what I'm talking about. Did you ever belong to any submersive activity? Furthermore, have you ever been in the pay or the employ and or otherwise of a foreign power? Answer, yes or no.
Yes.
I thought so. Which government?
Cuba.
The movement's spreading. And what was the nature of your submersive activities in Cuba?
I worked for the underground.
Doing what?
Smuggling rum into Coca-Cola.
Well, you're a cool one. Okay, you may step down now, but don't try and leave the country.
I was just wondering.
You was just wondering. What's your name, stranger?
Clifton Finnegan.
Oh, ready with a pat answer, huh? I got a tricky one to deal with here. Tell me quick, have you ever been to Moscow? Have you ever heard of vodka? Can you play a balalaika? How do you pronounce the word da? Look, Marshal Smirnoff. That accent don't fool me one bit. Take off that beard.
Arch, that's me Santa Claus beard.
Oh.
Hey, what's going on here, Archie?
Inspector Archie, if you don't mind. Tell me quick, madam. Was you ever known as the Beast of Belsen?
Have you gone out of your mind?
I'm asking the questions here. Tell me, have you ever been in contact with our armed forces?
Not as often as I'd like.
That will be held against you.
Good.
Hey, Arch.
And you, sir, what's your name?
Slippery McGuire.
I see. Have you ever heard of Joseph Stalin?
No.
Well, that clears you. Now, what can I do for you, Slip?
Look, Arch, we have run into an impasse, and we need your brains.
Well, if me brains can help one little iota in giving the posterity of this world a little Circe, Slip, you're welcome to them. What's wrong?
Well, you know how this atom works, don't you?
Well, you know, I never stuck me nose into a cyclometron, but as I understand it, the basic elements is composed of protons, electrons, and croutons. Now, as I further understand it, all of these trons is held together and homogenized into a tube full of electrons, which are composed mostly of ingredients.
Arch, you put your finger right on our trouble.
I have?
That's what we're missing. An ingredient.
You see, I told you. Tell me now, which ingredient is it?
Come here, Arch. This yeah. is top secret.
Mm-hmm.
We're missing factor X.
Factor X? You mean...
Yes. Glue.
Slip. Did you say glue?
Arch. Factor X.
Uh-oh. Okay, Slip. But look. You got nothing to worry about. We got a bottle of Factor X right behind the bar. We use it on a free lunch instead of fly paper.
No, Arch. I'm afraid what we need is a special kind of Factor X. And I'm afraid it's going to cost a little money.
Uh-huh. Well, I got any idea where you can raise the money?
Well, I suppose I could go to Washington, but they've already put $2 billion in it, and I hate to put the bite on them for another bottle.
Slip, just a minute. I wonder if this idea ever occurred to you.
What?
Does it have to be government money?
Not necessarily.
Could a private investor get in on it?
Well, I don't know. Who'd you have in mind?
Look, Slip, you know who I mean. What are my chances?
Look, Arch, I'd like to help you out, but what'll happen if the public finds out that we're old friends?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's forget it, Slip.
Arch, you and your winning ways.
Slip, you mean that I'm in?
Like Flynn. Now, how much you got to invest?
I got $4.
$4 even?
No, I've got a little change. Yes, I got $4.15.
Mm-hmm. Let me consult my secret catalog. Oh, yes, here it is. Special secret factor X for vulcanizing atoms. Price, $4.15 per quart.
Just a second, Slip. I found another 3 cents.
Plus sales tax.
Okay, Slip. Here's the money.
Arch, congratulations. Oh, boy. I can picture that statue of you already.
What statue?
That statue of you. Sitting on a horse in Central Park, holding an atom in your right hand.
And holding the bag in your left.
Quiet, Fats. I'm busy here becoming immoral.
Well, I'll see you later, Arch. I gotta scram now and dig up the glue.
Please, Factor X.
Attaboy, I was just testing you. That's how careful we gotta be. Our enemies are very clever. Well, I'll see you later.
Okay. Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Huh? Oh. Well, who would like to know whether we have a Samuel I. Snyder here? You're from Bellevue Hospital, huh? What ward? The insane ward, huh? Look, whoever you are, don't think you're dealing with children. There ain't no Professor Samuel I. Snyder here, and he ain't working on no atom in the back room, and besides, you got the wrong number.
Maybe that was Bellevue Hospital.
What do you mean?
Well, that professor has some peculiar ideas.
For instance?
For instance, 10 minutes ago, I served him a ham on rye, and 5 minutes later, he asked me for another ham on rye.
Well, what's so peculiar about that?
Nothing. Only this time, he wanted it in a glass with a cherry on it.
Archie.
What is it?
This drinking glass.
What about it?
Wherever did you get such a glass?
What's wrong with it?
Nothing. It's delicious.
Professor, have you always been a professor?
Oh, no. Just recently.
What was you before that?
I was a general in the French army.
When was this?
Let me see. I met Josephine in 1812.
He's the guy!
The guy thinks he's Napoleon. Holy cat, the ambulance.
Oh, there you are, Professor. Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo!
Now, come on. You and I are going for a nice ride.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Say goodnight to the nice gentleman.
Oh, goodnight, Archie. And if you ever come to France again, look me up. You'll find me buried on a little island off the coast.
And there goes one of the nicest pecans I ever met.
Holy cat, wait until Slip finds out that he's been dealing with a nut.
Yeah. And wait until he finds out the professor's crazy, too.
Yes, sir, Slip's heart will be broken. You know, he placed a lot of faith in that, Adam.
Hey, Arch, did I just see the professor leaving in an ambulance?
Yeah, and Slip, this is going to be a terrible blow to you, but that professor was nuts. A pure case of demented peacocks. They just sent the keeper from him from Bellevue.
The keeper? Arch, how can you be that stupid? You, the brilliant counter-spy.
Huh?
Don't you know who that was?
Who?
That was no keeper. That was an undercover agent from the Kremlin. And you let him get away.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, Slip.
Oh, man, you placed me in a terrible position with Washington.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. Is there anything we can do about it?
Only one thing, Arch.
What?
I'll have to go to the Kremlin and bring him back.
But, Slap, I hate to put you to that trouble. Can I go to the Kremlin?
Well, you haven't got the fare.
Well, have you?
Arch, how much is in that cash register?
Well, let me see. There's $18.53. Will that be enough?
Well, if it ain't, maybe I can work fast and catch him in Hoboken. So long, Arch, and thanks on behalf of humanity.
Good luck, Slip. Bats.
What?
Ain't it amazing? Me, Archie, a kid from PS4, saving the United States of America. I wonder if there'd be a chance for me.
What do you mean?
Well, do you think Eisenhower will run?
Again next week, friends, to Duffy's Tavern, transcribed by NBC.